Hello and good afternoon, Rex.
Good afternoon, Philip.
How's you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. So, with the last update, you mentioned that you had a meeting and a workshop. Can you tell us on how that went?
Yes. So, a couple weeks ago, we had our inaugural Main Community Management Committee meeting. It wasn't open to the public, but in the future, we'll probably have some public meetings just to inform the public about what this Community Management Committee, what it's about. So, basically, I invited a lot of people to this Community Management Committee, and a few people showed up, which was great. So this Community Management Committee is basically a bunch of people from Maine, from the community, that's going to meet every quarter. And then what's meant is they're going to give us ideas and suggestions, again, like I mentioned before, on how they see us and how we can improve, like training the youth, training the operators. You know, they will give us suggestions on where to put the smart boys, you know, any smart public runs they'd like to see done or areas that haven't been covered. They're all meant to give us suggestions on how we can improve our operations in Maine. For that, I think we had six people show up, which was really good for our first committee meeting.
Okay. So I'm guessing they brought up some good ideas.
Right now, the intent of the meeting was just for us to give them an update on what Smart Ice is doing in Maine, and we actually asked them a few questions that they have to come back with now the next time we meet. You know, there was a couple of suggestions they came up, like with the smart company. It's in a basic plywood box. One of the suggestions was that we paint it, so that's something we'll ask them the next time is what color should we paint it. And we actually asked them to give themselves a name for their committee, so hopefully when the next meeting they'll have a name picked out for the group. We'll probably meet when it gets closer to the ice season again, so we have two smart boys for Dean this year, so they could probably give me some ideas on where I could deploy them this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And you also mentioned that you will be going to travel anytime soon?
Yes. So this week, Shauna Dicker and I, we will be traveling to Postville to hold the community meeting. I already met with the PICG, so I'm basically going to hold a public meeting in Postville to give them an update on what Smart Ice is doing in Postville. And we're also traveling to McCovic to meet with their MICG to update them on what we're hoping to do in McCovic this year. And then the following day in McCovic, we're going to just hold a public information session for the general public of McCovic if they're interested to hear on what we have for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So would you also be traveling?
In the spring to train their operator on the smart company. So again, that'll be sometime late in the spring season because we have other things planned in around Maine and possibly McCovic actually, so I won't get wiggled until late, unfortunately. After the Community Management Committee, we had two nights where I invited local knowledge holders, and we actually had the ice terminology for different terms for different stages of the ice. So out of those, that's really what start. We'll probably meet again in another 3 or 4 months. Came up with like 40 rattles from as far as Oakuk and all the way down to as far as, I think we went down as far as towards Hittitabuck. And we were planning to do some traditional route maps like people had done before, but we didn't get to it. But the rattles and cabins as well. And we got a bunch of cabin locations from those knowledge holders as well circled on the map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the workshop went good then, is it?
Oh, yeah, like I said, for both the workshops and the terminology, everybody had fun, and I learned a lot, and